whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 242. Today is Saturday, November 14, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my co-host, Niecy. There she is. Hi.
Yes. Hi.
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 Hi. We're here.
I'm like, glad. Everything's making noises on my computer. I went this way. Because like, everything, like, dropped out a second ago just as you did the intro, and I'm like, really?
Excellent. All right. So, yes. Anyway, we're going... Niecy's having fun and games with things, so I think we just go do this.
That's good.
Yeah, we'll get this done. Anyway, so thank you everyone for being here. Welcome, chat room. Stur's here, Roots here, Tiber's here. Chipper, Hillbilly Jim, Execute, Fair, you, me. That's like the party's happening. So thanks.
Party's all here.
The thanks, yes. Yeah, I did get apologies from Chris. She is working crazy stuff, hours and all that, and she sends her apologies. She can't be in the chat room, so not sending much love to her, because I understand what her craziness is going on. So
she should just sleep under her desk at work. She'd get more sleep that way.
She probably would. Less travel too. I know, right?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, anyway, I got you back this week to have a chat. So we're going to have a chat about all the things, because obviously pre-patch, we're in pre-patch, you know, Shadowlands launch is just around the corner. There's been lots of changes, especially as a challenge tune player, as a player, basically. So... there's a lot of fun and games being had, but we're going to so we want to talk about challenge tunes, obviously, because that's what we're about, but I want to know, for you, how has the leveling been since the pre-patch? I know I had you on the other week. And, you know, that was good, but you've had a bit more time to play around with stuff. So how's it going?
It's interesting. I was seeing some chatter.
Yes.
It was interesting. I was seeing some chatter from people when they're first popping in. Oh, this is easy, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. It's not going to stay that way if that's what you feel right now. Just heads up. I'm not trying to... to pop any bubbles, just trying to give you a realistic picture. Okay. It's like 1 to 10 feels too easy. Like combat feels too fast. Like way
fast.
Before a couple X packs ago is what I was feeling.
Yeah.
10 to 20, depending on your class, obviously. You start to feel a slowdown and things start to feel a little more in line with where they were before pre-patch came in. At least for me. And I primarily play a priest or caster types, so you can kind of feel, it's like, oh, this is not taking 3 hits to kill anymore. It's a lot more noticeable. It's been interesting. I was doing a little bit of blood and I did 2 irons I'm working on right now. Just to try to get a feel for things, but interesting is the only phrase that I can stick in there, because at some points it feels, oh, this is weird. It feels too fluid, and then you hit like a, not really a wall, but you definitely hit a bump in the teens or early 20s where it's like, oh, a little more effort, but still doable.
Yeah.
So it's been different.
Hmm. Yes. I mean, I guess like all things, we've got our ups and downs with how things go. Seems to be a lot more downs at times than ups, but it's good to feel like that first start off with a challenge soon, that it's kind of like, whoa, okay, wow, I'm already 10, and what, it's taken me, like no time. So,
Yeah, I'm still having trouble getting used to the new level caps in the zones of like, oh, well, this zone's opened up at this level now. And I'm like, this feels wrong being in lock mode down at level 5. I can't express how wrong this feels. And I'm like, I shouldn't be here. And I'm like, but I can be. So, I mean, it's still a bit of a mind kerfuzzle trying to get used to that. And it almost feels like you're being lulled into a false sense of overpowerment right now, because it's like, oh yeah, I can do this, and then, oh no, I can't. So it's been interesting so far.
That could be the show title right there. It All right. So for you and what you've found, what are the things that you would suggest for players to do, as well as what not to do? Because obviously, we've had a lot of changes. We've still, I think the
Yes.
biggest thing, we are all still wrapping our heads around how things go. Just how things go. I mean, you've got normal, you've got chromie time, you've got, looking at getting gear and all that kind of stuff. So, for you in your travels around so far, what do you suggest players do?
Okay. I've got a few things that I was listing off, and number one, do scout, but scout with the class that you're playing. Because you could do something on a hunter scout, but might not necessarily be able to do it on like a rogue scout. So I mean, if you're leveling rogue, scout with rogue, like, because you're gonna get a better idea of what you can do. Do look things up on Wowhead. Don't take it at face value. The information on Wowhead is up to X years old, and someone that put that info up there may have had leveling gear on, been way overpowered for the section they were in. So, take those videos with a grain of salt and the things that people are telling you. Sometimes it's better to just see it for yourself on a character that can take the hit. That way, you don't get any weird surprises and be like, oh, nobody mentioned that in the comments. So, that sort of thing. Do remember that every quest is not fine for every class. And that's a big thing, because you can run in and do this quest on this class and be like, oh, I did it on this one, I'm fine, and then you're staring at your death screen on the next class that you're trying to play. So it does kind of go back to scouting with the class that you're playing.
Can I just add one to that as well? Is
Sure.
level wise as well, because
Yes.
some things that you think you might be able to tackle at 20 or at 30 or at 40, as when I had Yufair and Zyron, as I was saying, start your garrison really low, like level 12, 14. So not only class, but level wise could be a thing as well to keep in mind.
Yeah, I will use an example for that. Now, I'm a bit of a pansy when it comes to leveling my irons, because I'm like, no, this quest is not going to
Flower.
kill me. I'm not going to do it. So I usually avoid Sharp Sneer in the cave because of the fire at my feet. I've had bad experiences with him. This time around, I went in on an iron priest. Killed him at level 6, no problem. No problem whatsoever. So I was like, oh, okay. So it was interesting also to note that while I've been playing, I have not used crummy time. I'm trying to find my way without it first.
Yeah.
I don't want to add more complexes onto things until I have a base reference. So I've been going without crummy at the moment.
Okay.
Do expect, since we're in pre-patch, and even coming into launch, within the next 2 weeks? Yeah, because we're still going to be in pre-patch next week, so or this week. So the 23rd, 23rd, 24th, even when launch comes in. Do expect to find bugs in unsquished mobs. It's going to happen. Happens every time.
Yes.
Usually we're the ones that find them, so and we find them by getting squished. So, yeah.
Like I died so, this bug.
Yeah.
We've had a few of those.
You know, Blizzard's like, oh, okay. We'll add it to the list, but, you know, they're not going to take the death away. So, you know, don't get mad when it happens, because until we get our feet under us and our new footing and we know what to avoid. By the way, heads up, still in Green Warden's Grove, those orcs are still popping up in the middle of the camp. So, found that out the other day.
Yep.
I thought they were gone, and then all of a sudden I turned, and I'm like, oh, hi. So, I was running up there to get the flight point. I didn't see them, and then they were suddenly there. So they didn't run up, they just showed up. And I'm like, okay, so that's still a problem. So, do make notes. And we do try to have a thing on the forums for bugs or quests that you should avoid or things like that. So don't forget to check there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to check your two spell books if you pick a class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a spec, excuse me. Because you now have a base spellbook, and you have a spec spellbook.
Mm-hmm.
So, depending on how you set up your UI, or if you're using a UI mod, not everything filters down to your spell bars. So you might need to check when you're leveling or when you're in town and be like, have I missed anything? Do I have anything coming up? I should remember to check to pull down, or to make sure it pulled down.
Yeah.
Because, some of them, if you have something sitting in the spot where it would normally go, it doesn't come down.
Mm.
And especially, you know, if, like, you're a druid and you've got, like, all these different shapeshifts that you can access regardless of what spec you picked, you know, you might want to set those bars up as well, just in case you need to pop into one of those other ones for getting away or what have you.
Mm.
Don't rush. I know people want to rush. Please don't rush. That's when things go wrong. Trust me, I'll be working on a quest. I'm like, I'm so done with this. I just want to be out of here. And I'm like, oh, I could just run. Get on my mount and just run through here. And then I'm looking at the mobs that are on either side. I'm like, no, that's going to pull. That's going to pull. I'm just like, no, just don't rush.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. Not too much time, because you don't want to linger for mobs to respawn on you. But, you know, just don't rush it so hard that you're not paying attention anymore. Do expect character deaths. And I'm going to say it again, do expect character deaths. Those of us that have been in beta, we kind of have an idea of what's coming. So if you weren't in beta or PTR, you might want to have a couple spare challengers ready to go until you figure out a path and a way to deal with things.
Or just scout the whole thing first.
Yeah, don't get mad. Don't rage about the deaths. They're going to happen. We're challengers. We're wearing wet tissue paper for armor, basically. So, you know, it's like poster board taped to our elbows and stuff. You know, there's not much to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like a little 5-year-old running around digging through their craft bin, you know, I'm going to tame the dragon. But, you know, just it's going to happen. Don't rage about it. Just be like, oh, okay. Take notes and use that death as a learning experience.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, oh, okay, I should be aware of X happening if I'm bound and determined to do this again. Or maybe, oh, that's going to happen. Maybe I shouldn't do this again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't be afraid to take notes. Who cares? Take 55 pages of notes on a Google Doc. Nobody cares. It's for your information.
I have two notebooks going at any one time, because that's where the notes go.
I've got like all kinds of notebooks scattered for this, that, and another thing, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna keep this in here, and then I just grab whatever notebook's there and I like flip to an empty page, so I've got stuff scattered everywhere. But you know, at least if you're writing it down, even if you don't remember where you wrote it down, you wrote it down. So something's gonna trigger somewhere in your brain of, wait, something tells me this isn't a good idea.
Yeah.
So you know, kind of committing it to memory as you're writing it down. And I think my most important do or don't, and this will probably trump everything, you're playing a challenge character. You're doing this for fun. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to have fun. If you're not having fun, then walk away. It's okay to admit this isn't your cup of tea, that you're not enjoying it. Don't do it if you're not enjoying it, because you're just gonna come to loathe it. So, I mean, enjoy the journey. Enjoy what you're doing. Have fun. It's more about testing like your own personal skills, and you know, even if you don't get there in the end, you're still, you know, you're finding a new journey. You're making new friends along the way. It's not a waste of time as long as you're having fun. And that's the biggest thing that you should focus on, is enjoying what you're doing.
That is very true. So, you know, sometimes it's good just to walk away, whether it's for a day or a week or a month or whichever. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're starting to get, like, really angry you know, just like, oh, this isn't working, yet, just take a break.
Yeah, take a break. Absolutely.
It's okay. Your challenger will keep. It'll be there for you when you come back. It's not gonna, you know, poof into dust.
Unless you delayed it.
That's true. I mean, but we do get certain reses, so we can like res a character every so many times after we delete it, like every so many days. But still, I mean, you know, just if you're not enjoying that class, pick a different class. You know, that's a possibility. You don't have to commit to one class. If you don't like that challenge, try a different challenge. There's tons of them up there on the website. So you know, just find what's going to make you happy and enjoy it.
That's it.
You know, it's all about the journey, having fun, and the friends that you're making along the way.
That's right. That's exactly true. Selfless said, how many Iron players actually report bugs to Blizzard? For whatever reason, it's never been high on my priority list. Maybe it should be. Honestly, if I come across a bug in game, I will normally report it. You know, it normally doesn't take that long. Admittedly, if you're on a challenge tune and you're in a bad situation, not good to do that
first.
Yeah.
But like, it depends on the severity of the bug. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
If it's just an annoyance and I can work around it, then I'm just like, meh, okay. But if it's like one-shotting me and it shouldn't be, then yeah, I'm definitely reporting it, like our fur blog issue that I don't think's been addressed yet, but at least we told them. So if enough people tell them, maybe they'll do something about it.
I mean, the whole thing is, what does it hurt to report? If there is a major issue, then most definitely, you know, if you've got the 30 seconds available that you can type, you know, quickly type what it is send it, then, you know, that's my two cents to it.
Just tell them, you know, as much detail in the limited character space that they give you, like what's going on, or go to the forums maybe where you have a little bit more.
It killed my challenge tune.
Yeah, will that's not be helping. Enough. You need to give them like more,
not be
more
enough.
Detail. You know, the devil, the devil's in the details. But you know, because sometimes we're the ones that find the oddities because we're not playing to the norms. So maybe that was never tested and it never came up during testing. So I mean, it is a good idea if you have the few extra minutes to try to report it. And perhaps we should be a little bit more diligent about doing so when we have the time.
Or even if it's just make a note, if you've got a notebook, make a note, you know, this quest at this time, I need to report it when I get somewhere safe. And,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt to do those kinds of things. But each to their own anyway. You either are or aren't going to do it, so no one's going to make
you. Yeah,
I
mean, sometimes I'll look it up to see if other people are having the same issue,
yeah.
And if they are and I see that multiple people have reported it, sometimes I'll be like, oh, okay, they already know. But, if it doesn't look like anybody's talking about the problem, then I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Problem. Like, with the boat system that we were having at one point, so.
Yeah. Exactly. And don't forget that just because you might think that it's a bug for you and you lose a challenge turn, the other thing is it might not necessarily be a bug. It might be just,
yeah.
We can't do that quest because you're on a challenge turn. So, there can be that fine line of trying to work out, hang on, if I was on a normal turn with normal gear, am I going to have an issue with this? So is it just because I'm stripped down into nothing that's where the issue is?
Yeah, so, it could be just that it is working as intended. It's just you don't have the armor or the stamina stats.
That's right. It's like, I'm dead. So
right, so I'll put that one on the no-go list.
Yes. Which, again, helps us all to know these things while we're all trying to figure it all out. And so Bron Gem is up in about 20 minutes. Okay. For anyone hunting the bag. Thanks, Execute. On a regular tune.
Yeah, I haven't done
absolutely
any of that, so.
Do not go to Ice Crown on a challenge tune.
No.
I'm saying, right now, don't go. Otherwise, c'est la vie. All right. Okay, so we've had some do's and don'ts, which is great. And again, this is from your perspective, and this is not the Bible,
just
people.
My opinion.
This is not the you must do these things. Like, take a bit with, something might work for you, something might not.
Absolutely. I mean, it all depends on play style and class and spec and and everything and the zones that you like to go to, because you know how that quest is going to work, and somebody else will be like, I've never gone to that zone and it might not work. But, so,
that's
tailor
right.
it to your own experience.
That's exactly right. And that's the main thing, when we do this, when we share information, when we talk about how we play a challenge tune, for 90% of people, they might be like, I'm fine. I'm happy with that. But there might be just that one person who goes, hey, I have not tried it. I might give that a go because I was struggling with this aspect or that aspect, and it might be something that works for them. So, that's the good thing about this community, is we like to share our information. We like to, this is how I play, take it or leave it, it might help you, and we appreciate that, especially from our mods, from our veterans, and of course everyone over in Discord. Sharing informations, the hiccups, things that they've done, so we do appreciate that. All right, so
It's one of the reasons why I like to stream my challenge play when I can, because you can kind of get an idea of my thought process behind why I'm doing something, why I'm not doing something. She's just crazy, all that stuff. So
exactly, and that can help. It's good to watch through and see what other people do because of that very reason. So which is great. All right, so for you, because we are going into a new expansion, literally, I was going to say, it's not necessarily literally days away, but we're like, a week and a bit. It's happening. What are your goals? That have you set goals for Shadowlands? Like, what do you want to accomplish as the bigger goal? Obviously there's little goals, but let's talk the bigger goal, Shadowlands. What do you want to have and do?
I want to survive. sorry, that's a joke between us and what we saw earlier. No, it's going to be getting my feet under me. Trying to get a new path worked out that's going to be pretty seamless, figuring out what I can and can't do on different classes, because I still have an end ultimate goal to get all of the classes available to Max in Bloodthirsty. I didn't have enough time for BFA, because it's a bit time consuming getting to 120. I mean, I got the Demon Hunter, the Paladin, the Warlock, and the Priest. So, I mean, I got a few done. I didn't quite get where I wanted to be, but I was satisfied with that. And I'm going to start off working with the classes that didn't get to 120. And hold my big girls that are just kind of hanging out at 50 until I figure out how to get through Shadowlands and what I'm doing before I bring them out, because they're kind of part of the family now. They've been around for a couple of years because of time and my schedule and everything, so you know, I don't want to kill off a family member just yet, so I'm going to use one of the newer ones that are more expendable that I haven't grown quite so attached to, and use them as my test subjects, and you know, we'll figure that out. But yeah, mostly trying to get a leveling path down, trying to figure out how stats are working, and do I need Crummy time? Is Crummy time going to make things more complicated in my playstyle? That sort of thing, and you know, we'll go from there. But main thing is just trying to get a new leveling path ironed out and ingrained in my head, because I keep trying to go back to my old style, even though I can change that now, and I'm like looking at when those new zones open up, and I'm like, oh, well, I always go here. And I'm like, but you don't need to go there now, and you hate going to that zone. So, you know, it was just because I didn't really have any other option, so I picked the lesser of two evils, so I went there, and now I'm like, oh, hey. And so that's what I was trying to do with that new blood that I started, and I was like messing around here, messing around there, and I was still killing rares, and I was okay, and then I hit, like, my mid-teens, and I'm like, well, I normally go to Wetlands after here, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not that big of a fan of Wetlands, though. And I was like, well, I guess I'll go up to Hinterlands and skip Arathi entirely, because I really don't like Arathi. And then I'm like, oh, well, what about Ferelis? I'm still trying to figure out how long I want to hang in each area before I move on. So it's going to take a little bit of playing around with.
I feel like a lot of us are in that same boat of just like, what do I do? It's like I said, I think I said it last
it's
week.
It's kind of
kid
overwhelming.
In a candy store, and it's like, what do I want? You know, mom says, here, have $5 and just get your, and you're like looking, going, what can I get?
And then you're trying to get, like, the most I can out get. Of your $5. Yeah. But, I mean, it's kind of overwhelming for me at the moment, because I'm like, I could go wherever. And then I'm like, oh, but I usually save these zones as a last resort. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know where I want to go. So, and then I'm just trying to figure out how long I want to stay. Excuse me. In certain sections.
It'll
take a little bit to figure out, but you know, we've got plenty of time. So.
Yes, absolutely. So, definitely. Analyst paralyze is a real thing in WoW. I probably butchered words, so. But yeah, I mean, it definitely, it's a bit. And I have this goal of, sometimes I sit down and I'm like, right, I want to get this, this, and this done tonight. Or this and this, or at least this done. And we all know I have this really bad habit of just being like, yes, I'm focused, and then all shiny, and off I go. And then all of a sudden I'm like, no, wait, I'm supposed to be back doing this. There's so much, and it's just like, oh, I'll go have a look over here, and oh, look, pretty flowers, and oh, hang on, I'll jump on this tune because I need to do something. And then all of a sudden that tune's like two levels in, and I'm like, yeah, I keep going. No, wait, hang on, I was supposed to. Oh, it's just not good. Anyway, Anyway,
That's like how I am when I'm working on like projects for the website and stuff. I'm working on this. Oh, something on Twitter. Oh, something on Facebook. Oh, I have to look this up. Oh, I need to pop into game to check that. And then like 2 hours later, I'm still working on the same section. I'm like, oh crap.
So, like, damn it. Yes, exactly. All right.
Focus, damn it.
Yeah, there is no focus. That's just a myth.
No, it really isn't.
It's a myth, I swear. It's a myth.
It is. It's like the love rocket. It doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the frightened Kodo. That's my new one, because we know the love rocket does not exist. So now my fun time is looking for a frightened Kodo in Dark Shore, and does not exist. It's... Anyway, we will... calming. Oh. Let's not get angry on digital pixels. Remind me that when, you know, I lose my tune and I'm like, eh. All right, anyway, weeks and wow. So you were saying about with your blood. So tell us how's it going? What have you got?
Cause so,
I know you've been busy.
So I normally do Bloodthirsty on Wednesday, right? And I usually stream it. Well, the pre-patch event started on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've seen some of you fine people in our Discord who are crazier than me, and I didn't think that was possible, out there trying to level your challengers during this Scourge time, and more power to you. Mm-hmm. No thanks. So, the blood sat this week. I didn't have time to touch her. However, I did start two irons before pre-patch came in. Last week's show, Sir was talking about how he was having some difficulty with a priest.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, I main priest. I've main priest since about halfway through BC.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, where are you having problems? Because, I mean, I did have an iron priest that I was working on. I think they got to 80 before pre-patch came in as well.
Yeah.
And so I started leveling them, and I was breezing through till I got to about 12. Things started to slow down a little bit around there, where it was like kind of noticeable around maybe 15 or so. And I was talking to Execute Enster and trying to kind of compile their information, and Execute's like, oh well, disc is bugged right now. And I'm like, okay. So I'm just like, I wasn't going to go disc this time anyhow. But, and Sir was saying he couldn't kill anything around 20. And I'm like, well, 20, you know, 20-ish. And he was saying he was starting to have a problem around 22 when I last talked to him.
Yeah.
Execute was just telling me in the 20s. I went specless on this priest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 22 and a half.
Yeah.
And I've not had a problem killing anything. Combat is a little slow, as it always is with a priest.
Yeah.
It can be a little bit tedious because, you know, you have to do multiple dots, but specless, I'm okay right now. I'm not going to be staying specless when it comes time to getting into Shadowlands. I know this. I'm going to need the heals. But I was planning on going holy at that point. But right now, specless, I'm fine. I'm actually in Outlands right now in Zangarmarsh.
And, at 22.
This is crazy. Like, this feels so wrong. You guys have no idea. I was like, where am I going to go to quest? I'm like, I could go here. And I'm like, well, I could go there. And I'm like, hey, Outlands. Because I was actually going to pop into to Northrend. And then I was like, yeah, but I always had some sticky spots in Northrend on the other iron. So I was like, you know, I always go to Zangarmarsh. I can usually find something to do there, at least for a little while, and then maybe pop over to Nagrand. But I gotta tell you, it's been great. They brought back Power Word Death, or no, Shadow Word Death.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had that on a priest in the spec that I played for forever. Mm-hmm. So having that back as a base spell has been so much fun.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out where my 20% health is on the mob has been a little interesting, but you know, because you take that damage if it didn't kill it. Yeah. But it's been kind of nice being specless again.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest on that one, for the moment, I know that's going to change. I'm planning on changing it. But right now, I'm not having any problems, so I'm going to stay specless until I start to get a little too uncomfortable. But I'm fine. Okay. I'm killing stuff, and it's been good.
Yeah.
There was also talk of making me an honorary Aussie. So we made Nisdingo, and they are an iron troll druid.
Fitting.
And I got to level 7 in the time that I had to work on her, because I started to really focus in on that iron priest to try to see if it was just the class itself, or maybe Star was used to priesting. Didn't have a rotation down yet, but yeah, so I got to 7. I don't know what I'm gonna do with her yet. She's just kind of chilling out. Where did I leave her? Oh, I think I took her to Silverpine, because I don't play Horde normally, so I'm at a loss. I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm not liking this hanging out around, what is it, Northwatch or whatever, up there by Senjin Village, where it might not be Northwatch, where all the little Alliance soldiers are, and they wanted me to go in there, and I was standing watching the little patrols go up, and I'm like, no. So I'm just like, no. So I was trying to find somewhere to go, and then I went over to Brill, and I'm like, what's the level on this zone? So I was like, oh, hey, I could pop into Silver Pines. Zorts and I have been through there plenty of times together. So I kind of have a feel for what I can get away with to a degree.
Yeah.
And it came out of the one flight point that I had and almost walked right into the Son of Argol. So I was like, oh, hi.
Nice.
So I backed up. I noticed him before he got too close to aggro. And I'm like, that's funny, there's a Worgen. I was like, oh, and I was like backing up. So I didn't try to kill him. I probably could have, because he was my level.
Yeah.
But he has some nasty spells to him that I haven't experienced yet during pre-patch. So I was like, I could reroll this, but I really don't feel like it. So let me just back my butt back up the road and let's see where he's going. And then he kind of turned and walked away. So I'm like, okay, you're going that way. I'm fine.
Nice.
Waited for him to pass and.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been killing a couple things. I did kill at least one rare on that one.
Okay.
You know,
how did you find it?
All right.
No issue.
Well, she's 7, so I don't have a spec to choose yet. I have been playing a normal horde that I went resto on.
Right.
I don't know if I'll end up going resto or guardian on this one.
Okay.
It kind of depends on how things feel around 10 or 12. On an iron, because the other one, you know, had normal gear and stuff, so I might end up going resto just for the extra heal options. Because extra heals is not ever a bad thing, especially if it's part of your class. And
true.
You get AoEs and dots that can be ticking while you're damaging things. It's
yes.
always nice. So it's like, oh good, no, this one saved my butt. So I don't leaning towards resto, but you know, I'm one of the crazies that likes to level in a heal spec, so you know, I like to know my options.
Yeah, not a bad thing.
What did you do this week? Because I know you were busy.
Yeah, I did get a little bit of playtime in. I had started a new working man tune, because you know, I killed my last one off, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna do it. I think that lasted like about 3 days, and then I went, ah, stuff it, roll it. So I made a gnome warlock. So she's at level 10 at the moment, so she's kind of chilling. I didn't want to subject her to Stormwind or anything like that, so I've got her. I think I moved her to, I'm gonna say, Exodar to be on the safe side, but so she's just
Exodar,
chilling.
So
yeah,
probably
she's
there.
Probably like, there's no one here. So she's chilling over there, but that's okay, you know, she's level 10. And she can sit. There's no rush. I don't need to worry about bringing her out. I did hop back on my green, so my Jade Leader, my Hunter, Night Elf Hunter. She hit 31, so I've been kind of just jumping around. I mean, it's just more Bean, I think. Most of her playtime is, the majority's bent going, where will I go? What will I do? To be like, oh, I'll pop over here. Oh, I'll go over here. I'll do, you know, and then be like, no, I'll go over here to actually not kill anything.
Yeah, there's just been too much to do lately. Yeah. It's just like, I need a direction.
again, focus is, it's just not.
Yeah.
So it's just been more kind of jumping around, looking at what looks good, what areas look good for questing, still trying to work out my path as well. It's just, there's so much.
It'll take a little bit.
Yeah. And then, of course, Tuesday hit and everything went to crap because Scourge and all the new stuff has come in, and I have spent my time hunting things in Ice Crown, not on challenge tunes, because God forbid.
I haven't even logged in.
Take a challenge tune there. Don't.
Regular one.
Yeah. I actually moved my Bloodthirsty Warrior, because she's been at Argent Tournament for how long? For a long time.
Hunter sitting up there.
Yeah, so I moved her. I think I just took her to Dal. I just wanted her out. But yeah, there's too many nasties in Ice Crown, so don't go to Ice Crown.
If
you can possibly avoid it, I would. So, there's stuff that hits really, really hard, and that's on a normal tune. So, a challenge tune's gonna go skish and dead. So, yeah. Alright, okay, so we have got. Can hear you typing.
Sorry, I had to tell somebody something.
No, that's okay. I was just trying to work out if there was a way that I could mute you, but I can't. So, you know what? It's all good. Okay, so what we're going to go with is a bumper. I don't think I've got much to say, but we've got this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Okay, so as we know, the Scourge is out. It's all happening. This is week one. We are coming up to week two. There is some information actually over on WoWhead as to what happens in each of the weeks and how things are going to amp up, which I completely forgot to grab for the show notes. So I will grab that. We'll put that up into
the
show notes.
Is that the same one from last
week? Could be. Might be the same one, but yeah, just be aware.
Yeah, I forgot to stick it in there.
Things are gonna get more intense for the next little bit. So just you know, again, just be very, very careful if you are on a challenge tune.
Yeah, like they said it would ramp up, but I didn't think they like broke it down as to what was gonna happen each day. Just that it's gonna steadily pick up with the nastiness, so
yeah,
really
there was no there, there was guys. Definitely something that I did read, and as I said, I had it that I was like, oh yeah, I need to do that, but like,
yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, so I'll find that, we'll put that in. The only other thing is that we have got Spreadshirt has got a 15% off until the 17th of this month, so then another couple of days. If you're after any merchandise, there is I've added a new logo up there, one of our old logos. So if you want merchandise with our new logo and one of the old logos, I've got that there as well. So check it out and see. There's all sorts of things on there. Okay, now we've got no state of the challenges because, of course, there is no API at the moment until Shadowlands is released, so there is no updates. Again, no updates, no adding tunes, all of that has to wait. And if you're in doubt, please go to wowchallenges.com. There is a lovely big banner, right? Mm-hmm. When you log on to it, that says that you cannot update, that no adding of tunes. You know, I painstakingly spent quite some time making that banner. Actually trying to get that blue to the color of our logo. Just, you know how frustrating that is to try and match.
It's a very specific shade of blue, guys. You have no idea.
Trying to match that blue just to make it look, So anyway,
If you guys try to add right now, it's probably gonna red flag because it's not working. So if you're still red flagging after we bring the tracker up, then by all means contact us and let us know what's happening. There's like two issues that we might have to look into when it does come back up, but it might be resolved when it comes back up.
So. Yeah, we won't know because, you know, we don't know what Blizzard is changing in the API with all this stuff as well. So it's good just to utilize this time as testing and, you know, having some fun, see what you can find out with what's around and what's coming. So, all right. I think that's the only news I've got. Anything else that we needed to add? I think we're covered.
The only thing I have is next week. I've got Pilgrim's Bounty coming up soon.
Oh yes,
That hits on launch day, so
happy joy. That'll be interesting. Launch date and Pilgrim's Bounty. Interesting. Okay,
that's gonna be interesting.
Yes, most definitely. All right,
it's not quite yet.
Yes. All right. Okay. Well, let's just do, as I said, look, short show. I'm quite happy with that because, you know, got things.
That's okay.
Got lots of things to do. Editing will be kept to a minimum. I can see that. Yay. That's good. All right. Let's do this bumper. Where is it?
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
Dessert. There it is. Okay. Where is, and as we like to start our little chit chat, I have to think about that every time. every time.
It's not quite so bad now with the clean tag on, but still.
Yeah, I know, but this term is just like, anyway, here's this bumper from Azzy. Where is it?
As he's pun.
Every single time, crickets. Gotta love that. Okay, what have we got?
Okay, so we pulled this one from the Azzy Pun Vault this week. A man got arrested for killing a man with sandpaper. He told the police he had only intended to rough him up a bit. Oh, we love you, Azzy.
yep. Okay. All right. Thank
you. Big hugs for Azzy.
Thank you, Azzy. There you go. Stirs filling in for Azzy today. Gold. No, you didn't do it in caps, sir. Remember? Don't forget. Azzy does like the caps. Gold. Like gold. Thank you. There we go. Azzy, please come back, Stirs. Stirs trying.
Stirs slacking.
Stirs not quite got your prowess down pat. So,
Anyway, same.
Thank you, Stir. Anyway, we appreciate that. Thank you, Azzy. Okay, so I've got one from Dave. Dave says, I was trying to find a good chemistry pun, but all the good ones are gone. Right.
Argon element.
Anyway.
They try. And we appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Right. Thanks, Dave. I'm glad that there are certain people in the chat that understand that one. Obviously, straight over my head, because I'm like, what the hell is that guy? Like, to me, I'm thinking...
Oh, I got it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a, anyway. It's like a chemical.
Okay. Yeah, anyway. Whatever. Thanks, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Hang on. Let's do a little. Where's my little? Here we go. For both Dave and Azzy. Thank you. I like that one guy that's just like, woo! It's like, he's so cute. All right. Well, you know what? I think we're done. So we're going to wrap things up. Again, before we start the wrap up bit, just want to say for everyone out there leveling, don't forget, you know, if you've got anything to share, send it in, pop in a Discord, let us know, because as we know, these are all fun times. We're all trying to sort things out and work with all this new stuff. So definitely, yes. If you've got thoughts or found bits and pieces, you know, let us know as well, because we do love to share information. Information helps us all and makes us, I'd like to say, stronger. Might not necessarily be the word that I'm after, but, you know, it makes us more informed in decisions and in paths that we want to go and places where we can, you know, want to level. So, yeah. All right. Are you right to do the Iron Elites, or do you want me to do it?
I should be. I don't know what happened earlier. I think his phone went to screensaver, and that's what kicked me out. So we seem to be good now. Sorry, guys. This is the first time I've done this on Russell's phone. It's not even my phone.
Thanks. So. Thanks, Ross. Yeah.
Yes, thank you, sweetie. So, all right. So, Iron Elite, we would like to thank those of you that support the challenges, whether that be through Twitch subs, PayPal, Patreon, the whole shebang, even those of you that happen to purchase from the gear store. It all goes back into this. But those that we actually have a list that have supported us, we would like to thank you. And they are as follows. Alejandras, Asylum, Win, because I can't remember how to pronounce that at this very moment. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Daenerys, Execute, Fair, Frasley Sparks Fan, Gaston, Iron Man Path, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Migi, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winima, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank you guys so much, and thank you, Anonymous Cheer, for the
bets. Yeah, thank you, an Anonymous Cheer. That's very sweet. So again, to all of our Iron Elites, it is, you know, we do greatly thank you for your support. It's muchly Absolutely. Appreciated. All right. From Stonestir and myself, we'd like to thank all our wonderful mobs. I was going to say all our wonderful mobs.
I'll be mods. As long as you guys don't kill me.
Oh. All our wonderful mobs. Hillbilly Jim, thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you very much for the sub again. We appreciate that. Heart you as well. So just want to say to all of our mods, thank you so much for everything that you guys do. Our wonderful mods include Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thank you so much. Thank you to Elkie, our Queen of the Code, and of course to everyone here in the chat room. Thanks, guys, for coming to hang out and all those things. If you are listening on the podcast, because it is up, the feed is all up, and you should be getting all the stuff to get in your ears.
Yes, it should be functioning now.
Should be functionally perfectly fine. It's Dave.
Oh, that's Dave.
Dave! Dave!
I was wondering where you were, Dave.
And
you've been hiding on us.
Thing. Oh my god, how did I not put that together? Well, Dave, thank you, Dave. Special little hearts for Dave. So, yes. Sorry I didn't get the joke, Dave. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
It's okay, Dave. I got it. You're good.
Yeah. And there was definitely people. I know a couple people who get that. Anyway, so thank you to everyone for your support. It is muchly appreciated. All right, I will be back next week. I keep looking at the calendar, which will be Saturday, November 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So don't forget, times have changed. So that is 10 a.m. Leeter time. Leeter is in Queensland, Australia. So figure your times out from there. Rod just said it's 1:55 a.m. Go to bed, Rod. Go to bed.
Yes, okay? Go to bed.
Go to bed. But thank you for being up, Rude. Thank you, thank you.
Yes, we do appreciate it.
Yes, we do greatly. It's very, very good. I screwed up my name because of Stone Wrestling.
Dang it, Stone.
Hang on. Where is it?
Sorry.
No, it's not often I get to use that one. There we go. So thank you Nisi for not only joining me as my co-host but for having a chat and telling us all of what you've experienced so far with all this new thing. So can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Sure. So when my internet is functioning, you can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord. It will be Nisi #4863. We're fixing it on Wednesday, I promise. You can find me on Twitch when I'm able to stream, and it's NisiBGN over there. And you can also follow me on Twitter, where I post when I go live and other little things, at NisiBGN there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, most definitely. So, check that out. Now, don't forget, you can find all of the things over at the wildchallenges.com website. There is links to Facebook, Twitter, Discord, Twitch, YouTube channels, all of that fun stuff there. If you want to listen to the podcast, you can certainly pop over to places like iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play to download and grab them. And if you would like to send a question or send any information to the show, please feel free. You can send an email to podcast@wildchallenges.com, which comes to me, or you can send me a message on Discord or send a message to the mods, because they will get the message to me as well.
Yes.
All right. Now, don't forget, you can also follow me over on Twitter, which is I am at LetaWow, which is LeetaWow, as well as I do another show with Stone at times called Adventures in Azeroth, where we just prattle on about WoW. And sometimes Dungeons and Dragons, and sometimes baking, and sometimes there's all
there
sorts
go.
Of things.
You should just call it We Prattle On.
There we go. That should be it.
Show title.
Prattling On. I don't know. It's been interesting. It's always a very good one. Anyway, so if you want to check that out, and again, we appreciate everyone that's been here. So thank you for your support. Mwah to you all, chat room, and for everyone listening. We do thank you for that. All right. The last lot of thank yous, Nisi. Who have we got, please?
Yes. So our last two very big thank yous go out to two very important people to the show. First, we'd like to extend a very big and warm thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on our brand new intro. And you can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright 01. We'd also like to extend a very, very warm and big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. And you can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as on the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Exactly. The man with the beard. Epic. Yes. Yeah. Epic is awesome. We do love him. But once again, Russ, Thank you. He can't hear us. You can tell him later.
Wandered off. I have no idea where he went because I have his phone. So I can't even Discord him. Be like, where are you, honey?
What are you doing? Yeah. So, Ross, thank you for all you do. I'm looking straight down the camera. Tell him I say thank you. He knows why.
I will.
So thank you, Ross. all right. Other than that, I think... that's it. That's the show for today. Please, everyone, enjoy the pre-patch and all yes. that this is giving us. But please be very, very careful. If you're playing your challenge tunes, where you're going, you know, and look, if you are doing it, make some notes and tell us, like, why, where are you going? Mm. Feed us these informations because we're all curious. Just please be safe. The main thing is please stay safe both in game and out of game because these are crazy times. So
yes,
do that.
They are.
We will be back next week. So we will see you then. Thank you, Nisi, again. And
You're welcome.
We will say bye. See you next week.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.